What PPC rank should you be going for? My name is Stephen Pope and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, we're gonna walk through all of the tracking that you have available to see how your ad is performing against others. One of the tools we'll be showing is Selenium 10 because it's one of the strongest, in my opinion, to showcase lots of keyword data. This distribution graph right here shows some really nice top line information. So the sponsored keywords at 2,200, organic keywords at 3,500. You usually like to see like a 1-to-2 ratio here, one sponsored per two SEO. So this one's going a little bit more aggressive on PPC. And as you can see in the chart here, there's a lot of ways you can filter the data. So the first thing I'm gonna do is showcase how you can look at your organic rank or your PPC rank by typing in something like this. So I wanna see all keywords that this particular ASIN has sponsored rank 1 through 4. When we apply that, the filtered key list spits out 109 keywords. So if I was a competitor to this item, I could come in, filter for top 4 keywords, export this list, and immediately know that these are the keywords that are important to this item. Going over to the item itself, here you can see it's a well-reviewed item at 4,700 ratings. Quite a bit of action and whatnot. Now they are missing a humanized shot in the main photos. I think that would be very, very beneficial. But back to keywords. So we know that there's 109 keywords that are in the top 4 positions for this particular product. And if we go and take, let's take a stacker shaker like this. We'll just go to the search itself. So when Helium ran its data, it was being put into sponsored position number 1 on the far right here, as well as organic spot number 1. When we go down to the actual search, it didn't trigger in slot number 1 this particular time. That doesn't mean it doesn't often or most frequently go into position 1. Ads do rotate. There are percentages of shares that go through. But the organic spot also not reflecting here for whatever reason. So there's the shot or the product we're looking for. And here, when we scroll down, we're not actually seeing it. So sometimes the Helium 10 data is not perfect. But the principle that I want to show is still the same. If you don't know how the keywords are tracked, let me show you. So right now, this is a headline ad. This is not factored into the count. But then you look at this particular product here, it has a sponsored badge. This is in PPC spot number 1. Whereas the product next to it, the blender bottle shaker on this spot right here, is in organic spot number 1. So PPC spot 1, organic spot 1. They're right next to each other, but they're tracked separately. Now, for many searches, you will see the sponsored rank show up 4 times. So the question I initially asked when I started this video, what PPC position is the most advantageous? And in my opinion, typically it's slot 3 or slot 4. Because when most advertising triggers allow for 4 ad spots at the top of search, mind you, this is above the fold, no scrolling, you can see 4 ad results, it has the highest performance. Because slot number 1, you have to bid the highest or be the most relevant and bid very high. So it's not a perfect, like, I spend $10 a click, I'll be in spot 1. You probably will be, but you don't always get slot 1 because the rotation of the impression share. Now, if the second guy in the list who's bidding on the auction of PPC bids, you know, $7 and you're bidding 10, you might only pay $7.01 and you might share some of that rotation with the second guy. So very, very high cost to be in position 1. Position 2, the cost goes down usually a solid 25-30%, but position 3 and 4, that can go down 40-50% very rapidly. And so if you're cost conscious or sensitive, or you have a smaller budget, going for position 3 and 4 on average across categories is typically the right thing to do. So if we go back to the filters here, and you know, let's just go position 3 and 4, so that filtered keyword list from 109, this is going to knock out the positions 1 and 2. The filter list goes down to 66. So that means 66 of their 109 most important keywords are on positions 3 and 4. And you can see the ranks on the far right here, position 444. So quite a few of them are in that nice position number 4. Still above the fold, but paying the least amount to do so. And quite frequently, a question I get is like, hey, I'm already in organic position 1 through 4. Should I still be doing PPC? Well, the answer to that is most likely. Because if you don't have a PPC position, your organic slot may not be above the fold anymore on Amazon. Especially if you're seeing 4 particular ads show up at the top. Now, this particular search did not, because it might be a lower impression search. But if we type in something like wine glass, I would expect 4 ads. And that's exactly what we got. Ad. And, well, I guess in this particular position, this one's technically not an ad. This one's featured from our brands, Amazon style, where they don't pay for ads but monopolize the search anyway. We'll ignore that one for now. But as you can see here, no organic results at the top, technically. So organic spot number 1 would be right here, 2, 3, 4. As we scroll down, you're going to see highly rated. These are sponsored. So these would be these could be positioned, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for ad tracking purposes. Amazon's choice, those will technically be organic. As we go down, here's another 4 organic. So your organic position number 5, this actually might be position 5 if you consider all those other items up there as PPC. And then another row of 4 organic. And then down here, we have, again, the Amazon cheating with that spot. And then 2 additional ads. So I will count this as 3 ad positions, even though that one's technically not, because they're taking an ad position. And so if you're in position PPC like slot 12 or slot 15, you are way down on the page, which means what? If somebody went down this far on the page, they have high buyer intent. So it still makes sense to advertise and be in those positions. It just means that quite a few people who are not going to come down this far, your impression counts will be considerably less. But somebody going down here is going to have a higher conversion, which means you're going to make more money. So it'll be more profitable, but it'll be smaller. You're leaving sales on the table by going for a lower PPC position, but you are making more money for anybody that comes down to this level. 4 more organic spots, 4 more organic spots, 4 more organic spots, except actually 3. Here's another ad. Here's 2 more ads right there. So you can see like, okay, hey, I lost count, but this is probably around PPC position 20. As we keep going down, more organic, and then finally no additional PPC until the very last 2 spots. So that's all on page 1. You know, we're talking about 20 PPC positions, 48 organic positions or thereabouts on page 1, something like that. And you can get an idea of like, okay, if I'm jockeying for position and I want to move up in the ranks, spend more on PPC, typically the best thing to do. Another thing you could do is go for that nice video ad placement. There are a lot of people having a lot of success with these. Sometimes you can just repurpose content that's already on your listing. Other times you're going to have to shoot some. This appears to be an actual video shoot, and they show like dropping the glass to show it's, hey, it's not breakable, blah, blah, blah. A lot of different things you can do with video, showcasing the product, making it lifestyle, making people feel good about seeing it. This particular video did a pretty dang good job. So video ads, another slot you can go for or buy. But going back to the tracking, that is not what's tracked on the sponsored rank here. These are just product sponsored rank tracking. So go for those positions 3 and 4. Let me know in the comments how you felt about my assessment and analysis. If you want to challenge it or suggest an alternative, I'd love to hear from you. Put it in the comments. Otherwise, thanks for watching and check out these other PPC videos here. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy.